fucking with me.
Yusuf.
Hey, Yusuf, this is Charlie. How's it going?
Good, 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 good.
Awesome, awesome. You ready to get everything set up for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For the business name itself, it's just JRP, or is it JRP?
JRP.
G, as in George?
George.
Gotcha.
George Robert Paul.
George Robert Paul. So, or you could say Greg Robert Paul. Is it an LLC, Inc.? Do you want me to put that on there, or just GRP?
It's a GRP.
Okay. And then the address that you want us to send the Google Business verification code to, is it still the 13150 South Aberhart Avenue? Did I say that correctly?
Yeah,
okay. And then in Chicago, Illinois, correct?
I'm sorry, come again?
I said, and then in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can tell I'm not from Chicago.
Yeah.
All right. And then the zip code is the 60827, correct?
60827, yes, sir.
Okay. And then for your customers to contact you, is the 219-888-8483 a good number for them to contact you?
Well, customers contact me? Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because that's going to be the number that's going to be on the Google Business profile. So I just want to make sure that's a solid number for you.
Okay. And I can change that out for a 800 number.
Yeah, or if you want, we could actually make a Google Business number for you. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and then it'll give you a local number, but the calls just go right to you. It's just numbers that you're able to track at that point if you want us to create that for you.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, so you want that. Okay. And then the website, I remember we talked, you didn't have one. Did you want us to create one for you?
How much additional would that cost?
That would just cost $99 extra just for a one-time payment. And then everything managed, hosted, and everything like that would just go into the $249 if you want.
So I'm trying to, now, I have to have a website or no?
You don't have to, no. It's not recommended. But we could still get you there. But I know some customers of ours, they like to have the website done when they do it. It's just really preference at that point.
Okay, then no. It's not compulsory.
Okay. Perfect. If you want to add it on later, you absolutely do. You absolutely can. If so, I'm going to maybe I can see what we can do for like a basic website. Maybe I can just throw that in there for you if you would like just like something basic. It's up to you though.
Okay.
Yusuf is spelled Y-U-S-U-F, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then your last name?
Muhammad. M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D.
Muhammad. Yeah, you and I have the first three letters are the same.
Yeah.
I remember that. That's funny. Okay, and you're Central Time, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then, so it's going to be the $249. We're going to help you set up the Facebook campaigns as well, okay? So my tech team is going to walk you through that when you do the onboarding call, okay?
All right.
Perfect. And then let me see here. Just want to make sure I have everything correct for you. Okay. And then for your onboarding call, Yusuf, when would be a good time for my tech team to reach out to you?
Okay, so let me look at my calendar.
Okay.
What's the earliest you guys could do Monday?
Earliest we can do Monday, let me see. Monday's probably wide open for you. We can do it at 9 a.m. Monday if you can.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Monday morning?
Let's do, yeah, how long will the onboarding call take?
The onboarding call will only take around 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe an hour if you have a lot more questions, when they start asking you some questions, but typically they're just verifying, and then at that point, they're just sending you over some documents to set up with the Google and, I mean, the Facebook, and then once that's done, they're going to start submitting everything out and sending you that PIN verification, okay?
All right. Can we move to Monday at 10:30?
Monday at 10:30.
I got 9:30, and I think it's going to collide.
Okay. They do it at the top of the hour. Can we do it at 10, or would you rather do it at 11?
Let's see here. 11 comes to call me. I have 12 o'clock right behind it. So, let's do 10.
Okay, 10. I'll put it for 10. That's fine. Okay. And then I'm going to send you, it's just going to be like a Google Calendar, and it's just going to be an invite, and it's going to have my email address on there, but also, too, it'll have it's going to tell my tech team, hey, you got to reach out to Yusuf, introduce yourself, and then they're going to go over everything as well. And it's the email I have on file is still the YusufMUH100@gmail.com. That's the one you want me to send it to?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. I'm going to send that over to you. Oh, I was putting my name in there. Send. Okay. So that's locked in there. You'll get that in your email here shortly. Let me see here. Okay. And then to secure the listing here, Yusuf, are you going to be using a GRP credit card, debit card?
It's going to be debit card.
Okay. Does it just have GRP on there, or does it just have your first and last name on there?
It has my name on it.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial on there, or no?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I know I do, so that's what I always ask. And then the billing address, is it the same as the one you gave me earlier, where we're sending the Google
yes.
Business verification code to? Okay.
Yes.
And then for the card itself, is it a Visa, MasterCard?
It's a MasterCard.
It's a Master. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the numbers itself.
5108-0502-7227-0914.
Okay. And then can I read that back to you?
Go ahead.
Okay. I got 5108-0502-7227-0914.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
I got 0228.
0228. And then the security code on the back?
508.
Okay. And then here, Yusuf, we don't ever share or sell any of your information. Every time we do call you, we are going to ask you this security question just to verify that it's you, so that way we always know we're talking to you and nobody else. And you always know you're talking to us. So I have a security question here. You can have one of them. There's three. There's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The pet. The pet.
Okay. I like the pet's name. That's funny. give me one second here. Okay. Pet's name. And what's your pet's name?
It was Sammy.
What was that, Sammy?
Yeah, S-A-M-M-M-Y.
S-A-M-M-Y. Awesome. That's actually funny. My dad's dog is named Sammy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he actually built a dog park in the back of his house because he lives on 2 acres, and it's literally called Sammy Safe Spot, and they have just, like, a private dog park for dog owners to take their dogs into.
Oh, Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's pretty cool.
I haven't got that yet. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah. You'll get there. You'll get there one day. For sure. Okay, so I do have the verification. I'm going to walk you through. It's just a voice verification. This is an added protection for you as well, like I mentioned. It's just outlining the service agreement that we're going to do for you on top of just letting you know that the price is always going to be set to you at the $249 month to month, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm going to walk you through this. If you have any questions, just let me know. And then I'll rephrase it for you if I need to. Okay, so here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
GRP.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Yusuf Muhammad, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Yusuf, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Sammy, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Awesome. I have a customer service phone number here for you. Do you want to write it down, or do you prefer me to just email it to you after?
You can email it to me after.
Okay, that's fine. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your service?
What does that mean?
So basically, we can't have like a conflict of interest, so we want to make sure that if you're going to run something or do something on the online, that we want to make sure that both of us aren't doing the same thing. So we just want to have like communication is key. So if you want to run a promotion, you could let us know. We can run that out for you. Or if you're just going to run a promotion, just say, hey, I'm just going to put this out there. And then that way there's no like conflict. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 21st, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, you will automatically renew. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st. So this is a recurring payment in the amount of $249. Now you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the email I'm going to email to you. I mean, the phone number I'm going to email to you, okay?
All right.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Now that I can stop sounding like a robot, I'm going to send over a couple of emails and a couple text messages. They're going to be welcome text messages as well. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. Just let me know when it comes through for you. Okay, it said insufficient funds, retry after 10 days.
Wait a minute. How much time? Oh, that was on my end. Like, we got to wait for 10 days to charge again?
So you could just let me know and then let me see what I can do here.
Yeah, try because I felt push a button to transfer funds, and that's so.
So you have the funds in there right now?
Yes.
Okay, let me see what I can do here. Resend. Let me see.
Now just said
okay.
It went through.
Yeah, it said it went through here on my end. So let me know when you get you're going to get a couple text messages. They're going to be welcome text messages. And then you're going to get your invoice to the email that we have on file as well. So the text message that you will receive, it's going to say, Yusuf, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here. And it says my.localsplash.com/terms. Click that link when you get it. Do you see it?
I got an invoice.
Okay. Are you on your text messages, though?
This is not my email.
Okay. You go to your text messages.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I see it.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to click that, and then when you click that, that's our terms and agreements. That's what I just literally read off to you of the service agreement, what we're going to do. There's going to be two checkboxes, one on the top, one on the bottom, that says, I agree to receive text messages, just in case you don't answer, we can send you a quick text. And then the other one is going to say, I certify that I am the card authorized user or holder. Then you're going to sign your name at the bottom. You're just going to click and then type in Yusuf Muhammad, and then you're going to click confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
I'm here.
Oh, man, you're fast. Okay. That's going to be the tracking system that we had talked about before. This is where you're going to be able to track everything. So my tech team is going to build this, and when they do your onboarding call on Monday, they're going to give you the login credentials to log in, and then they're going to show you where you're going to be able to track everything from your Google business profile, your Facebook clicks, location of searches, all that fun stuff, okay?
All right.
Okay, so everything is into your email by now, so you should have everything there. I also did send you that Google Calendar as well, so if you want to click the yes on there, that's just going to confirm the time and date. Don't be alarmed if it says 8 a.m. because we are Pacific Standard Time. It is 10 a.m. your time. So
I'm trying to look for it. Hold on. Let me find that email.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's see here. Okay, I got the invitation.
Perfect.
I know the center. Let's see here. Let's see. Yeah, it says 10 a.m. Standard Time. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so that's when my tech team is going to reach out to you, and then 10:15, depending on how the last, you know, the call before you goes, and then they're going to walk you through everything, like I said, set everything up, make sure that that's the accuracy for the address, and then they're going to be sending that out to you, so be on the lookout for the PIN verification coming in through Google, okay?
Okay. Now,
sure.
We talked about ad spend. When do I have to pay for that?
So the ad... Good question. So the ads is going to be in there. It's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. The ad spend is actually in the $249. So we allocate $100 from that, so you don't have to pay anything extra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
And that's Facebook, that's Google.
That's Facebook, yes. The Google
okay.
is going to be the Google business profile is going to be on the map section, so that's where the, like I said before, the 90% of people that are doing their searches are on that first page. And then when they search, you'll be there at that time of search, and then they can just click to call you. So it's not like you're a cost per lead or anything like that. That's an unlimited call service for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Yusuf. Well, I appreciate the time. I'm going to get working on your account here so I can send it over to my tech team so they can start working on their end, and then they're going to be calling you on Monday, all right?
All right.
All right, Yusuf. Well, you have a beautiful weekend, and then we'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.